The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk about phone pouches first and foremost, because you might have seen these new figures. About 380 schools out of over 700 post-primary schools have applied for funding under the government's infamous phone pouch scheme. Conor Murphy is an English teacher in Skibbereen. Conor, I know you had not been a fan of this particular scheme when we last spoke. Is that still the case?
That's still the case, yeah. 9 million for, as I call them, mobile phone sleeping bags still seems like a lot of money. They've changed it a little bit, so you don't have to do the pouches. You can now buy, use your portion of the 9 million for other means of locking up the phone. So that kind of opens up some options. And I was just wondering, would the clever principal maybe decide that they'll put all the mobile phones into envelopes and use the money to buy stationery instead? Or maybe they want to put them into fridges, because the school might need some fridges, so we want to keep them nice and cool, so every classroom gets a fridge, so we'll buy some fridges instead. But buying like 9 million for mobile phone sleeping bags is an absolute waste of money.
Now, this figure, 380 out of 722, I mean, are we to believe that the schools who haven't applied have a free-for-all policy, or just that they already have a policy and they feel maybe it's working well, they don't need to apply for department funding for something else? What's your sense?
Well, first of all, if the money is there, you're a principal, you're going to apply for the money, because you're going to you want to use the money, and you'd want to get as much money as you can into the school for whatever means, and maybe try and be clever about it. But I've been dealing with mobile phones. I'm a little bit old. You're talking about the mams getting photographs, the kids getting photographs for their mams. I've been offered Lewis spots recently. Do you want to, as an old man? So I'm a bit long in the tooth. I might have to shave off my white beard. But so I've been dealing with this for as long as I've been teaching. One of the first times teaching, about 27 years ago, a student got up in the middle of the class in order to... No, she actually didn't get up. She sat at the back of the class and answered the phone. And she told me very clearly and very explicitly what I could do if I tried to stop her from talking on the phone. So I've been dealing with them for 27 years. I have all teachers. And every single school in the country has a policy. Our own policy in our school at the moment is very simple. The students come in and we have a little shelf under the whiteboard and they put their phones on the shelf. And when they started doing this, they said to me, like, Murph, why are we doing this? We don't go on our phones. I said, I know you're not, you don't go on your phone, so we'll just put them up here instead. And they said, okay. And they just put them up. No back answering, nobody trying to get away with it, nobody hiding. They just put their mobile phones up. Sometimes they forget. It's quite stressful. They all leave and there's a mobile phone left. They're going, oh God, who's forgotten their mobile phone? It's that innocuous. It's that unnecessary to them for most students these days. So, like, that's why not every single school has applied for them. But, I mean, there's 9 million euro there going, so why wouldn't you apply for some of that?
So is the issue then in your mind that this is 9 million euro being spent on a problem that doesn't necessarily exist? And I'm not suggesting, you know, we don't have an issue with mobile phones and young people and how they're used, but rather that, you know, using mobile phones in class isn't really a thing anymore, is it not? That there's policies. You and your colleagues have gotten used to how to manage that.
That's exactly it. And every school has. Now, some schools might go for the pouches. You know, they might have severe issues in their schools. But most schools don't need them. Okay, that's the basic facts, because we have other ways. Some schools just, if kids put them into a cardboard box, or there's some kind of a shelf hanging off the door, they put them into little pouches hanging off the door. I mean, at the moment, we have science teachers crying out because their labs aren't equipped enough for the new Leaving Cert that's being rolled out. They're constantly looking for more and more money. Imagine the 9 million that could have gone towards that and helped them out with that. Mm. Other schools are crying out just to pay the heating. And then we're wasting 9 million on something that we are dealing with already in schools, and that they can use the money for more important things. That's the main issue. Not that people can't use pouches or et cetera, et cetera. But the main issue is there are better things we can spend this 9 million euro on.
Is it a case of one or the other, though? Given the kind of financial largesse the state is experiencing at the moment.
The financial largesse, and then sort out the science labs and sort out the heating.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But
everything
that's
equal.
But yeah, exactly. But the state can do that. I mean, if that's just a policy decision. I mean, the government in the upcoming budget could massively increase the funding for the Department of Education to do all of that and to, you know, increase everything down to kind of capitation grants and what have you, and still spend 9 million quid on phones and still realistically have billions of euro left to put into a rainy day fund. You know, it's not really one or the other, is it?
Well, when science teacher friends of mine are saying, why are they spending this when they could be spending it over here for me right now because I need it, then if the science teachers and other people weren't coming forward looking for money, then we'd go, girl, it's grand. Yeah, yeah, 9 million for mobile phone pouches for anybody who wants them. That's fine. But when there are clear needs elsewhere, then we have severe, real issues. I mean, how many, I know of the new leaving certs being rolled out, and I know a load of teachers in DESH schools and other schools who don't even have enough computers, and everybody wants them to use research and projects on the new leaving cert. Yeah. And they know that when that's rolled out and all the projects are coming in, they'll have to be done online and they'll have to be sent online, typed up on computers, etc. They know that in their school right now, they don't have enough equipment in order to deal with that, not deal with what we're doing right now. Never mind going down the line into the future. So I'd prefer if we sort out all the issues, spend all the money we have on those, and then come along and say, you know, this problem you've had for over two decades, if you want mobile phone pouches to help deal with that, there's a little fund over here. That's fine. Mm. But we don't need it. And you have your mobile phones, and are they going to have something about smartwatches as well? And they talk about mobile phones and social media it being an issue. And yet on this year's English Junior Cycle English exam, there's a question whether students had to write clickbait. So there's a lot of mixed messages going on. I always thought that the 9 million from the previous minister was a bit of a PR, a little PR moment, that it looks, this sounds good, it sounds like I'm sorting out a problem, yeah. But it was a problem that didn't really exist.
Paul Crone is with us, the director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies. Paul, you're welcome to the show as well. I should say, while we're speaking there, we did get confirmation from the department. They say that, listen, schools can continue to apply for this. The kind of 24th of June cutoff was simply so that they would receive funding in time for the new academic year, but schools can continue to apply for it. So it's not necessarily that it will only be 380. They hope, I guess, that it will ultimately be more than that. Paul, are you still supportive of the system?
Well, I can't disagree with a lot of what was said by Connor. We initially weren't supportive of this move, and we felt that the money could have been spent in a better way. But I suppose that money has been allocated from the last budget, and that's I suppose water under the bridge. And it's there. It's been allocated. It's been ring fenced. It can only be spent on what it can be spent for. I mean, at this stage, I think it was 17 years ago, I was first appointed as principal, and we were dealing with mobile phones back then. So schools have a lot of experience in dealing with mobile phones. The schools that use the pouches or the lockaway devices really find them excellent. But it is a tool and a means towards, I suppose, teaching responsible use of the mobile phones. I mean, this morning they were talking that you won't be able to get on a flight without a digital boarding pass. You won't be able to get into a concert without a smartphone. All of these things. So we were delighted in many ways, and we did lobby hard that the minister wouldn't put an outright ban at post-primary level on phones, because we do need to teach the young adults the responsible use of smartphones and how they can regulate themselves and regulate the information and content so that they can be functioning adults. Mm.
The question I often had about it, Paul, was what problem were they trying to solve? You know, and there's lots of problems associated with mobile phones and young teenagers in particular, around what they're being exposed to, the types of images and hardcore pornography and maybe violence and, you know, cyberbullying and everything like that. And also just the amount of time, the amount of sheer time they spend staring at a screen. But I'd wager that doesn't really happen during class time. And I always just felt that was kind of the drawback, is I felt this was kind of solving the problem of kind of accessing a phone when you were meant to be doing something else in school. But I'd wager not many of them are watching hardcore porn and maths.
I would very much doubt it. They're not even looking at the phones during class time. When they are looking at the phones, probably break time or between classes or whatever. And schools are more and more putting in policies to restrict that, to try and increase face-to-face social interaction, because heretofore, two students could be sitting beside each other, texting each other rather than talking to each other.
Yeah.
So it is without a doubt an issue, and we're involved in the international research through Europe with CyberSafe Kids, and there's a charity in Ireland that does huge work. But it's about teaching responsible use. It's about educating students, educating parents, and bringing everybody on that journey to the collective point where we all say, this is how we're going to do it, and this is how it needs to be done. Because I know I'm guilty of it, and lots of people are guilty of spending too much time on the phone or being attached to it far too much. So we all could do with some self-regulation and more information and education on how to use it properly and appropriately.
I would ask, given we're in kind of the pre-budget season and plenty of kites will be flown over the next few weeks, I mean, that 9 million, that's kind of a one-off, and the idea was that, you know, if schools apply for it, they'll have those pouches indefinitely. So that 9 million is going to beg, and I'm not sure how many science labs that would do, or probably not an awful lot at today's kind of rate of construction inflation and what have you. I mean, what will you and your colleagues be looking for by way of budget 2026?
Well, we've put in quite a comprehensive submission in relation to the budget, and it's around building capacity at school level to I suppose manage all of these initiatives, to manage the business element of the school, the administrative support for principals, additional deputy principals, special educational needs coordinators, these posts that are necessary to administer a 21st century world-class education system, because we can't just keep piling things on and expecting the current infrastructure, personnel-wise, to manage these. So our focus has been on building that capacity for schools to be better functioning and, I suppose, being better able to deliver for their students rather than overwhelming individuals.
Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, and Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen, County Cork. Conor and Paul, thank you both very much. If parents or kids can afford mobile phones, says one listener, they're not cheap, then they can afford to buy the pouches themselves. As a taxpayer, I'd rather the money was spent on SNAs, equipment for schools that need it, or recreational facilities. What's sad to see are students in the mornings before class starts with heads stuck in their phones and not engaging, chatting with their friends and classmates. Phones during class are not the issue in my school. Yeah, I think that's the point we all agree on. They're not the issue. I wonder whether pouches, though, solve the problem you're talking about. Would they not just gather outside the gates? If they know they're going to have to hand over their phone as soon as they cross over the threshold and put it in the pouch. I'm not just going to see those gangs of kids, instead of hanging around in the yard at the front gate, they'll just hang around just outside the front gate. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. The kids had the system beaten within a month of that pouch scheme being introduced. Put an old broken phone in the pouch and keep their own phone in their bag. A complete waste of money, but more so the waste of time where staff are inspecting pouches. Don't get me started on how much time is wasted on this kind of nonsense. And mobile phones are a problem at lunch and breaks. The pouches do address this problem. That from Anthony in Galway. Anthony, thank you as well. Owen Kenny is with me. He's a Labour spokesperson for education and youth and a former secondary school teacher as well. Owen, over 380 odd schools. I mean, that's not bad. It would suggest there was a real appetite out there.
Hi, Kieran. How are you? It does. It suggests that there is a bit of an appetite. But if you flip that, Kieran, it also shows that there's about 50% of schools where there's no appetite at all for phone pouches. Or
well, I think they can
storage.
Still apply. The department said to us they can continue to apply right through till October.
Yeah, they can still apply actually up until the end of 2025.
Okay.
Which obviously gives schools an opportunity. But looking at the face of it, Kieran, it would suggest to me that nearly 50 or over 50% of schools have no appetite at all to apply for funding for school pouches.
And why
pouches.
Do you think that is? Is it? I assume it's not that they think there's, you know, the kids should be on their phones morning, noon and night in the school. Do you think it's because they already have systems in place, or they have ambitions to put other systems in place, or what is it?
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. You know, I suppose speaking from my own perspective of a secondary school teacher previously, schools have very, very good mobile phone policies. And I suppose, like, I'm not denying the fact that schools across the country have issues with mobile phones and the use of social media by students. But the majority of schools, especially anyway, in the two schools I taught in, there is really robust mobile phone policies in place. And they are implemented quite strongly by school principals and teachers. And they do work. And I think schools out there and principals out there are extremely frustrated at this allocation of funding for phone pouches and for storage boxes.
Is the issue that they think they're just it's bad policy, they're a bad idea, or rather that it's fine if there was a spare 9 million euro, but, you know, we're asking for voluntary contributions, we're running fundraisers during the year, and despite all of that, we still have days where we turn the heating down or the science lab needs to be done up or what have you. That, you know, there's other things they'd prefer the money spent on.
Absolutely, Kieran, you've hit the nail on the head there. This week, actually, the Labour Party have launched a petition for parents right across the country in relation to back-to-school costs. And I have been in contact with so many principals and teachers across the country over the last 7 months since my election to the Dáil in relation to the costs that schools are ongoing. So there, within the department, there's a financial support services unit. And since 2022, following a parliamentary question from me, since 2022, there's been an increase from 2 schools to 50 schools now seeking support from that support services unit within the department, which clearly outlines to me that schools across the country are finding it so difficult in relation to finances. Like, when parents, 1 in 3 parents across the country are in debt due to back-to-school costs, schools are crying out for voluntary contributions. That shouldn't be the case. If we say education, second level education, is truly free, then that absolutely needs to be assured for parents, because schools across the country, I've been in contact with parents and teachers where they're saying they have to make students wear their jackets inside in classrooms because they cannot put on the heating. And, you know, that's not playing politics of it. That's an actual fact.
Yeah. But like, does it have to be one or the other? You know, I, again, you know, if there was only 9 million euros spare and it was, you know, let's ensure schools can kind of turn on the heating and that the Bunsen burners work in the science lab, or we'll provide them with these plastic pouches, I could see how it would be pretty egregious to put the money into plastic pouches. But you know, we're way down with money. And that's not to kind of be dismissive of economic headwinds. And we're going to be talking about Trump and his new tariff threats in the next few minutes on the show. But the government could do everything you're talking about and still do something about the pouches. That there's an argument that, you know, this is a really, really pressing issue facing young people, access to phones and what they're doing on them during school hours. And it's good policy to try and do something about it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kieran. Like, and I, from the outset, I wanted to get that clear that, you know, it's not the case that we don't have issues with social media or the use of mobile phones. But, Kieran, right across the country, the priority for school principals, teachers and for parents is to keep the doors of the schools open. And without funding for electricity, without funding for heating, without funding for ancillary staff, that isn't possible. And that needs to be made quite clear. And the Department of Education, Minister Helen McEntee, needs to realise and understand that. I'm hearing this from teaching unions. I'm hearing it from parents who are calling to my constituency office. You know, 1 in 3 parents are going into debt because of the fact that they can't afford back-to-school costs. The capitation grant, €200 per head for a primary school child, €345 for a post-primary child. The cost of living crisis is seriously affecting schools. It's not just households, it's schools right across the country. Electricity bills, heating bills, there are serious issues.
Owen, thanks for joining us. Owen Kenny is the Labour spokesperson for education and youth, former secondary school teacher, Labour TD for Cork North Central. I think tomorrow, actually, Bernardo's have their back-to-school cost survey out, so suspect plenty of conversation on the station and elsewhere tomorrow on some of those issues that Owen brings up. The cost of putting children through school will be in the headlines.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.